Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall forever be upon my lips. I just praise God and thank Him for this time, for this opportunity to come before you. And I want to welcome you to the Principles of Prosperity. I am Ann Strickland, your host. And as always, I'd like to start the show with prayer. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and praise you that you have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The good news is that you desire above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Get ready, get ready, get ready to receive the word tonight. And I have a scripture, 3 John 2, which is my favorite scripture, which is, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And tonight, the subject is understand prosperity and you won't settle for less. As this message was given by Dr. Leroy Thompson. I cannot take credit for it, but it is so important. You need to hear this. It was an article from a magazine, and you need to hear and know that God wants you to prosper. It came out of Believer's Voice of Victory magazine in 1999, and that's put out by Kenneth Cookman's Ministry. But this article by Dr. Thompson is awesome. And this article says, understand prosperity and you won't settle for less. I don't have to use and try to make up messages myself. I have many messages. However, this is very important for this time, for this season, because God is ready for His people to move into, you know, their rightful stand pertaining to financial prosperity. So I'm going to read this to you, and I believe in the name of Jesus that you will receive it, and your minds are going to be renewed. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. And it starts off, once a friend of mine preached a series of messages on prosperity, and the people in his congregation didn't receive the teaching. He knew it was a message from God, and he knew the Lord wanted his children to have it. But most of the people acted like it wasn't anything important. Actually, they didn't even show up for the meeting, as they should have. My friend couldn't understand why people in the church didn't want to hear the truth about prosperity. So he went to the Lord about it. He asked, why don't they want this message? The Lord answered, now you know how I feel about it. In other words, God was saying, I'm just as concerned about my children not wanting to receive the truth about prosperity as you are. My brother and sister, it doesn't make sense that you and I should not want to walk in the fullness of all that God desires for us. His word tells us over and over that He wants us to prosper. In fact, He's done a lot to guarantee that we do prosper. Yet, we've allowed religious tradition in the church and all sorts of reasons to hold us back from God's message of prosperity in our lives. And that's sad. We read in 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers. God not only wants us to prosper in the sense of our health, finances, and earthly goods, but he also wants us to prosper in our very understanding of prosperity itself. He wants our souls, our minds, our thinking, our understanding to prosper as well. And that's why I want us to study some basic elements of true biblical prosperity. These principles will help reveal the truth about our prosperity. Once we begin to understand them, we won't want to settle for anything less. So to begin our study, I want you to consider the following words. The first word is God. The second is the Word. The third is covenant. The fourth is anointing, is you. And the third is an abundance. The sixth. These six words are the foundation of our study. And each of them has something to do with our prospering properly in this lifetime. In this lifetime and in this time, this season, 2015 and forward. The first is God. God is able. Are you willing? God wants to bless his children. That's all he's ever wanted to do. That's all he's still trying to do. Ephesians 3, chapter 3, verse 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So from the very outset, we need to understand that God is able. He is God. After all, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. That means he can go far beyond our highest dreams, our highest prayers, our highest desires. And I'm going to stop right there for a moment. And when I look back, in my life, God did more things for me than I would have even known to ask for. So I know this is true. And I wasn't praying or anything at that time. I was going to church and serving God, but I wasn't really, a born-again believer that I am now. But he blessed me anyway. So back to the article. Now, that all sounds wonderful, but there's something we have to understand about God. God cannot do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think unless we let him do it. He can only carry out what you and I allow him to carry out in our lives. That's it. Glory to God. It doesn't matter whether it's prosperity, healing, deliverance, or whatever. God is able to do exceeding abundantly, but he's only able to do it to the extent that we permit him to do it. So God is able and willing to do exceeding abundantly. We have to be willing. The next one, number two, is the Word. Begin with the Word. Once you and I are willing for God to prosper us, and we understand that he is able, the question we face is, how will he do it? John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning of anything God does, including prosperity, there is his Word. God does everything through his Word. We find in Romans 10, that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And we hear the Word by hearing it preached. Romans 10, 13 through 17. In other words, the Bible must come alive and leap off the pages by being, glory to God, preached to us. once we hear the word, get it into our heart and keep it and protect it, it will come back out of our heart in abundance and overwhelm us. That word then gives birth to faith, which in turn permits God to do exceeding abundantly in our lives. If you think about it, you and I are where we are today because of the words that were spoken to us by somebody else. That's right. Our lives are the result of the words we've heard for years. We read in 1 Timothy chapter 6, 3-5. If any man consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, which proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railing, evil surmising, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth. By giving attention to wholesome words, by giving attention to unwholesome words, we become unwholesome. By giving attention to wholesome words, we become wholesome. The same principle works both ways, negatively or positively. For us, that means just running around and confessing what we hear other believers say will not cut it. A revelation someone else received from God's word isn't necessarily going to make us rich. No, each one of us has to get into the word of for ourselves and get understanding and then receive the promises of prosperity. If we want God to do exceeding abundantly in our lives, we must begin with the word. The next one is covenant. Covenant. Think covenant. Think wealth. He goes on to say, as I said earlier, God's desire is to bless his children. Actually, Psalm 35:27 says, it goes so far as to say that he takes pleasure in prospering us. However, there's another reason God is intent on blessing us. We find it in Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it's he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. So when God talks about establishing his covenant in the earth, he talks about prospering his people. You and I are his covenant people. In the verse we just read in Psalm 35, we see this principle of covenant. And this is what it says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, that has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. That's the entire verse, Psalm 35:27. The phrase, that favor my righteous cause, is a covenant term, like many others we find throughout the Bible. In fact, words such as justified, righteous, and righteousness can be interchanged with the word covenant. Just so we could read Psalm 35:27 as follows. Let them shout for joy and be glad in favor of my covenant. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And by the shed blood of Jesus, you and I have been brought into an eternal covenant with Almighty God. Therefore, God wants us to prosper. But who is this person that favors God's covenant? It's the person who has covenant on his mind all the time. Is ever mindful of his covenant with God. He understands that God wants and is able to prosper him exceeding abundantly. And that's the person God wants to prosper. The person is set and sealed to be prosperous. That's why when it comes to our finances, we must tithe. That's the word, T-I-T-H-E, tithe, and obey the voice of God's Spirit concerning offering. Tithing is our part in the covenant. We must orientate ourselves to do it. If we don't, we will jam up our financial channels, and God won't be able to get our money to us. Tithing and giving offerings are covenant connectors. I'm sitting before you today, and you just hear me over and over again through the tithing. When I was at a church, we didn't have envelopes. I didn't know tithing scriptures or anything. I heard about it on my car radio. I didn't even know anyone who tithed back then. But God. But God. The anointing to prosper, we know this is the next one. The anointing. Anointing is the next word. The anointing to prosper. We know that is because of covenant that God has given us power to gain wealth. So what exactly is this power that enables us to gain wealth? The answer to that question is found in Philippians 4:15. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Glory to God. Yes. And say it. Better translation of that verse would be, I can do all things through the anointed one and his anointing, or yoke destroying and burden removing power which strengthens me. Because we have a covenant with God. Because we have the name of Jesus. We have available us the anointing of Almighty God. We have His supernatural power that enables us to succeed in every area of life, which includes our prosperity. You recall Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So the power that worketh in us, the same power found in Philippians, is the anointing. It's the power of God resident within us. It's the power that can usher us out of the natural into the supernatural, into the presence of God, into the provisions of God, into the abundance of God. Glory to God. The anointing of God supersedes man's principles of positive thinking. It takes us far beyond the people who think they are rich just because they have a lot of money. The anointing is something money cannot buy, yet it is something that can get us money. So if we really want to walk in prosperity, we need to walk in God's anointing. We need to get anointed. We need a workable anointing within us. We need that which God can use to produce supernatural revenue in our lives. The next word is, you determine your prosperity. You. If we want to handle money for God while we're on this earth, then money cannot handle us. Money cannot master us. We must master it. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 and 25, and also 32 and 33 says, no man can serve two masters, but either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say to you, take no thought for your life, for you shall eat, for what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So in this passage of Scripture, it's important to realize that Jesus was talking to a group of covenant people, his disciples and followers, as well as us today. He's speaking to us today. With that in mind, it helps to define kingdom of God in verse 33. In the Amplified, we read, but seek, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. So Jesus was saying, seek ye first God's way of doing things. Now add to that what we learned in our study on covenant, that the words righteousness and covenant are interchangeable. And we come up with the first God's way of doing things and his covenant, and all these things, prosperity, shall be added unto you. So as I said all along, all God wants to do is trust us according to his covenant. He wants us to seek his way of doing things so he can increase us, and God's way of doing things is big, huge, big. Obviously, we cannot do all this by ourselves. We cannot prosper by ourselves. So we must pull from the knowledge that God is our source. And he goes on to say, my brothers and sisters, you and I have a God who is able to do exceeding abundantly. We have a God who is ready at all times to supply all our needs. We have a God who wants to lavish his abundance on us. But we will never know his abundance without understanding him, his word, his covenant, and his anointing. In Jesus' name, I'm telling you, that was from Dr. Leroy Thompson, senior pastor and founder of Word of Life Christian Center in Darrah, Louisiana. Glory to God. I just thank God for him. Because this article, and I'm glad I've kept it all this time, because this needs to be read often, really. Really. Because I know for a fact God wants us to prosper. I know for a fact it's God's desire for us to prosper, because he gave me Luke 4:18 many years ago. And the people that he's used me to pray for, they have become prosperous. Their businesses have increased. Their lives have increased as they have been obedient in their tithes and offerings and understanding and believing and walking by faith in the Word of God. And I want to tell you, it's more important now than ever, because as God has used me in these late years of my life, I have testimonies over the years of the people that I've prayed for, taken them through confession and all their testimonies and their current testimonies now. And I'm doing this now, then I'm the Healing School of Financial Prosperity. It was someone that I just prayed for and advised them what to do. Their business picked up. They became the head and not the tail. They were able to prosper and move into a serious level financially. So I want to encourage people to come, because I have this school. It was prophesied to me through prophetess now yet Butler that I was supposed to have a school. I said, a school at this age. But as long story short, it started. The Healing School of Financial Prosperity, or the Healing and Prophetic School, helping health at the Empowerment Center. every Saturday morning, 10 to 12. And the address is the Gateway Building, 3751 Island Avenue, Suite 100. And this is in Philadelphia. These classes are free. And I have four classes, but if you can only come to one or two, come, because we pray, you hear some of the words, and especially encourage business people to come, because there's the testimonies are just, it's awesome. But if you desire to come in agreement, covenant, to be prosperous, for kingdom, it's about kingdom business. If you want to come in, come to this class. I encourage you to come to these classes. You'll learn the covenant promise of prosperity. You'll learn why God wants you to prosper. You'll learn the wisdom in prosperity. You'll learn the prosperity in the end time. And the classes are for you if you have been struggling financially. And there are not many people I know who have not been struggling financially. Or you have experienced the loss or lack of your business. Or you have a desire to go into business. And you want to have a clear understanding of how and why God wants you to prosper. You need to come. And as I said before, the address is the Gateway Building, 3751 Island Avenue. And that's on the corner of Island and Bartram Avenue. Suite 100 is the Empowerment Center. The first door, you come in. And it's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And you can call or text me, 215-806-4879. It's 215-806-4879. Or you can send me an email, castrickland8602@yahoo.com. castrickland8602@yahoo.com. And let me know you're coming. These classes are free. And if you have a seed to sow when you come, you know, after the class, if you have a seed to sow, I will receive it, because you will be sowing into good soil. But I don't stay away if you don't have anything or you don't want to sow any seed. Don't keep that away. Even if you're coming for curiosity, just come on. I encourage you to come. And it's called the Healing School of Financial Prosperity, or the Healing and Prophetic School of Financial Prosperity. And one evening I'm going to read to you some of the testimonies and how God is using me and has used me and is using me now for people. So my prayer is for you to come and learn and for you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. It's for you. Prosperity is for you for now. Money, money, money. So be renewed in your mind. So God bless you. Now, if you haven't received Jesus in your life, invite him into your life. Now, in the name of Jesus. My name is Ann Strickland. You're blessed and highly favored. You're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. I love you. See you next week. Bye-bye.